CQ, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag tube portion. Before we start the roll call, we'll begin with pre-net check-ins, then we'll go to Echolink check-ins, and then brand new amateur radio operators, and then we'll start the RF section of the net. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have K4XMR, that's Mel and Prosperity, W4FCM, bringing with him, N4IEI, that's Miss Isla, Fred and Miss Isla, and they're in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Isla we said hello. W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. Good to have you with us tonight, Andrew. KG4PFI, that's Don, bringing with him. KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda, there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Don. Tell Miss Linda we said hello. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KF4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. KM4BLH, that's Kurt in Greenville. KM4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KO4CEF, that's Andrew in Inman. KX4YM, that's Scott in Greenville. And K4OIM, that's Walt in Inman. And we'll just do one more check just to see if we have any others, and we do not have any others, but we do have an Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, landing via Echolink, Blowing Rock, North Carolina, in and out.
Okay, next I'd like to recognize KG4WNP. That is Landon in North Carolina. Good to have you with us tonight, Landon. Hope you're doing well. And Merry Christmas to you if I don't talk to you again before Christmas. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Do we have any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before, aren't quite sure of the protocol, would like to check in, but don't quite know how that works? Just go ahead and throw your call sign out there, and I'll do the rest. Okay, we have Kilo November 4, Tango Romeo Oscar. Is that correct? Kilo November 4, Tango Romeo Oscar. Your signal is kind of scratchy, so go ahead and key up. Don't get in a hurry. Just key up and give me the phonetics, or just give me the characters really slow if that is not correct.
Everything is right with the fourth character. Taken for Papa,
all right, is that John? Is the name John, and what is your location?
It might still be listed as Greenville.
Okay, was anybody else able to pick that up? I am not. I'm not the name or the location. Anybody else ever able to pull that out? Okay, I think that's John. We're going to go with that for now. John, if I had to have that wrong, please let me know. I have KN4TRO, and we do appreciate you checking in with us this evening. You are kind of, your signal is kind of low. If you're on a handheld, the thing to do with the handheld is while I'm talking, you look at the signal bar, how many bars you have on the signal, and you walk around with this holding the handheld up high, and you look at that signal scale. And you find the place where my voice talking to you is the highest it can be on that scale. And then you hold that position before you key up. And what that tells you is that's the best position for you to be able to get into the repeater. If you're on a handheld, then you can do that. If you're on a, you know, a base station, or if you're on a mobile rig, I realize you can't do that. But you might try one more time. I got your name as John, and I don't have your location. Might try one more time by finding the highest signal and try it once more.
K4TRO, K4TRO, and it should be listed there in Greenville, but it could be in the lower case. I'm not sure if the address is listed.
Okay, I did get KN4TRO twice. Got KN4TRO, and then your audio went down really low, like you might have moved your mic away from you, like you were looking at the, like you backed it off and looked at it, right? And when you do that, your audio goes down really low, and then I just heard you saying a sentence, but I couldn't make out what that sentence was. So you might take a deep breath and talk clearly and directly into the microphone one more time. Okay, was anybody else able to get a name and location from that?
Quebec 4, Golf India, Kilo. I believe he's saying the last character is T, as in Papa, or the prefix is T, not T.
You say the beginning of the the beginning of the suffix is a Papa, not a Tango?
That's what I understood.
Okay, I appreciate that. That makes much more sense. That would be Derek in Greenville. Derek in Greenville. KN4 Papa Romeo Oscar. Kilo November 4 Papa Romeo Oscar. Thank you very much. And who was that that gave me that relay? I want to get your call in the logbook as well.
So Quebec 4, Golf India Kilo, Wayne in Etowah.
Okay, Wayne, thank you very much. Thank you for your patience. And Derek, thank you for your persistence. And welcome to Amateur Radio. And we look forward to hearing you on here more and more as time goes on. Your audio is kind of low, so you might look in there in your radio's menu item and see if it's got some mention about mic gain. And just see where you are on the mic gain, because your audio is really, really low and your signal's kind of low, and the combination of that makes it kind of difficult to hear. You might turn it up a couple of clicks. Don't go too far, because if you go too far, you're overdriving. So don't crank on it a lot, but if you can find your audio gain, you might want to crank it up a little bit. And once again, Wayne, appreciate you relaying Derek in this evening. And we do have another Echolink station. Echolink station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, that Echolink station is Jim, KO4YHY. Jim, I'm going to go ahead and check in. I didn't hear anything. Not sure if your Echolink station is not, or Echolink application is not working well or not, but I do have you checked in. KO4YHY, Jim over at Echolink. That takes care of our pre-net check-ins, our Echolink check-ins, and our new net control operators. Go one more time with brand new net brand new radio amateurs. Radio amateurs. Brand new. And do we have any other brand new radio amateurs that would like to check into the net this evening? Just throw your call sign out there and I'll do the rest. Okay, Derek is going to do it. That's going to be the complete list there. We're going to start on, this is a Saturday night. And on Saturday night, we begin the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with the first letter in your suffix begins with alpha through delta, A through D. And your first letter is your suffix of your call, called W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
4DJW. Evening, Dave. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be in and out tonight, Dave. 73s to you, and Merry Christmas to all on the net.
DJW. Keith, please check in. Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2, BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net. Merry Christmas.
Foxtrot 4, Delta Lima Tango. My name is Al, Alpha Lima. I'm portable in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative.
All right, net control like to recognize KK4DMW, that is Rick. Bring with him KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena. And KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle. They're all over in Piedmont. Merry Christmas to you too, Rick. Tell Lorena and Miss Michelle we said Merry Christmas to them as well. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. KB2BYQ, that is Dave. He's over in Easley. Sounding good as usual, Dave. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And KF4DLT, that's Al over in Easley. He's on the portable. Good to have you with us tonight, Al. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. You sound good on the portable. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, we'll push it on up to the Echo through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
On the net, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4 HTX. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Dave. I'd like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas. KO4 HTX.
Please check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4 HNT. Name is Alton. Alpha Lima, Tango Oscar November. I don't really have any comments, but I'm going to be listening. Y'all have a good evening and a really good, good holiday season.
JW. Dave, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN, Harry and Candler. We'll be negative, negative night, Dave. Thanks.
W4DJW. W4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative, over.
W4DJW. Dave, please check in KI4EJY. Kilo India 4, Echo Juliet Yankee. This is Elisha and Lyman. I'll be negative and negative.
Wendy in Simpsonville, Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa, KN4, HTP. Please also check in my husband Mark, Whiskey 2, Mike Juliet Bravo, W2MJB. Also, I'd like to make a short announcement if I may.
Okay, Wendy, we'll be back to you in just a second for your announcement. Net Control, I'd like to recognize our Sunday night Net Control Operator, that's KO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. Be sure and stop by with him tomorrow evening, same place, same time, same frequency, and he will be the Net Control Operator. Patrick, appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening, and Merry Christmas to you. And W4HNT, that's Alton in Pendleton. Good to have you with us tonight, Alton. You're sounding good. Merry Christmas to you as well. KC4EZN, that's Harry in Candler, North Carolina. Merry Christmas, Harry. Appreciate you being with us this evening. W4FHJ, that's Gene over in Taylor's. Good to have you tonight, Gene. Merry Christmas. KI4EJY, that's Elijah with an outstanding signal as usual. Elijah, you got one of the best signals on this repeater. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Merry Christmas to you. KM4HTP, that's Miss Wendy bringing with her. W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark. And they will, well, Wendy's got an announcement for you, so I'm not going to give a spoiler. I'm going to let Wendy do that. Wendy, go ahead with your announcement.
This is KN4HTP. Just wanted to announce to the net that we're able to continue our Christmas Eve tradition of reading Twas the Night Before Christmas. And so I wanted to invite everyone to tune in and share the word since I didn't start announcing it earlier. But we will be on tomorrow night and invite everyone to come along and listen in. It'll be the first rack chew after the net is called. Thank you.
And we are looking forward to that, Wendy, and we do appreciate you throwing that announcement out there because the more they hear it, the more we'll be there, the more to enjoy it. So appreciate that, Wendy. Does anybody need any fills on Wendy's announcement? All right, once again, thanks, Wendy, and Merry Christmas to you and Mark. And one other announcement that I just heard this evening, I haven't had a chance to put it out on the Repeaters Club announcements yet, and I will try to get to that in the next day or two, is that we will not be having a January meeting. It falls on a holiday on January the 1st, and too many people are going to be in too many other places, so attendance would be extremely poor. So we will not be having the January 1 club meeting. It will be in February, the first Monday in February, as always scheduled there. So skipping the holiday on January the 1st. Does anybody need any fills on that announcement? Okay, try and spread that around, right? If you hear other ham radio operators throughout the day that you know are going to be at the meeting, you might just throw that out there so that they know not to make the drive, and I'll try to get an announcement going between now and the 1st of January. Let's see, we are on Echo through Hotel. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Call if you would. Please check in. Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf. That's David in Easley again. KM4, Golf, that Golf. David in Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight, sir.
K-9 Control, I'd like to recognize KM4GZG. That is David, and he is in Easley. Sounding good. David from Easley, appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening, and Merry Christmas to you. Let's go ahead now and move it on up to the India through Lima group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
WJW. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James, and I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And Dave did an awesome job with Derek and the new ham. I remember the day when I first stood out there with my HT and tried to find that sweet spot with my antenna vertical. Oh, Sid worked with me for 15 minutes trying to get me to stand still. But nevertheless, Derek, thank you. Welcome to the ham radio. You hang in there, buddy. We all started exactly the same place you did. Anyway, this is KK4JFO, and I'm being negative and negative.
Good evening, David. If you would, please check in. KQ4IYZ, that's Kilo Quebec 4, India, Yankee Zulu. It's Matthew over here by Table Rock. Good evening, wishing everybody a Merry Christmas, and no traffic, negative and negative.
4DJW. Thanks for calling the net again. It's a pleasure to be here. I know you've heard that from many folks, but I really mean it. Please check in, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will be in and out, but I'll be here for a comment. And it's awfully good to hear Wendy on the net. It really is. I'm looking forward to tomorrow night, sure enough. So, back to you. KK4JPQ.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James over in Tuxedo, North Carolina. James, thank you for the words of encouragement for Derek. Yes, you are absolutely correct. We have all crossed that threshold at one point in our amateur radio careers, right? And it is tough. James, it took me 6 months to squeeze the mic after I had my license. I listened and for 6 months before I squeezed the mic. And I know it's kind of hard. It's difficult to do. So, Derek, do hang in there. And, James, thanks for the words of encouragement for Derek. And, James, Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate you being with us this evening. KQ4IYZ, that's Matt in Northern Pickens County, close to Table Rock. Good to have you with tonight, Matt. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening as well. And then we have KK4JBQ Larry and KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. And yes, Larry, I have missed Mark and Wendy and Mark on the net, both calling the net and both checking into the net. So it's going to be great to hear her with the night before Christmas tomorrow night. And I have you down for comments, Larry, so we'll be back to you in a little bit. Tell Miss Donna we said Merry Christmas. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the... Oh, wait a minute. We've got an Echolink station. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW. Okay, I stand corrected. I tried to check him in. That is Derek. Derek is now coming in through Echolink as well. So looks like we did get that call correct. It wouldn't let me put it in there twice. So, Derek... Once again, welcome to Amateur Radio. Appreciate you being with us tonight, both on RF and Echolink. Do we have any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW? All right, looks like we got that group. We'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net called W4DJW.
W4DJW. KF4NXY David and my wife Marie AF who had one visit on the front porch the other night eating some of the cat food. So anyway, hope everybody has a Merry Christmas, and back to net control.
W4DJW. W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie Simpsonville, and I'll be hanging around till all the traffic is passed. And wish everybody a very, very happy Christmas. And I hope I'm around next year so I can do the same thing again.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KF4NXY, that is David, bring with him AF4SX, that's Miss Marie. They are in Opossum Kingdom. Good to have you. It's like David, tell Miss Marie we said hello and Merry Christmas to both of you and the birds. And W4NTQ, that is Eddie, he is in Simpsonville. Eddie, we are honored to have you with us this evening. Just so for anybody who doesn't know, Eddie is a 99-year-old amateur radio operator, so we are honored to have Eddie gracing our net with his presence. Appreciate you being here, Eddie, and we look forward to talking to you some more and hearing you on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net in 2024. Appreciate you being with us tonight. Merry Christmas to you, Eddie. Do you have any other stations in the Mike Through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4. Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, Nick and Joe, like to recognize KO4PXB, that is Lloyd from Simpsonville. Good evening, Lloyd. Appreciate you being with us this evening, and Merry Christmas to you. We do have another Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Yes. Evening, Dave. Please check in and out. Kilo Mike 4, Alpha India Tango, KM4AIT. This is Vince in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. Hope everybody has a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks, Dave.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KM4AIT. That is Vince in Bowling Springs, South Carolina. Vince, I haven't heard you in a while. Let's see here if I pull it up in my book. 11-14, I guess it hasn't been that long, just seems like it's been a while, but anyway, 11-14-2023, appreciate you being with us tonight, Vince, and tell K9DOG there in the background we said Merry Christmas as well. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Vince. Any other stations? Let's go ahead now and move it on up to Quebec through Tango, station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Dave, and all on the net. Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night, and I'll be negative and negative.
Probably out of order. It's, I just thought about you, but flip over from the other one. This is KJ4BKI, Kilo Juliet 4, Bravo Kilo India, Jack Rocky Hill, South Carolina. And I'll be a negative and out. Y'all have a great one. Merry Christmas, everybody. 10-3.
For DJW, please check in K4QDU, Quebec Delta Uniform. My name is Randy, and my wife is KE4IWX India Whiskey X-ray up in Blue Ridge. You can check us both in and out.
For DJW, Kilo 4, Tango Romeo Juliet. Blue and
cow fans,
be negative and negative, and Merry Christmas.
Before DJW, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLG, this is Chris, in Liberty, and I will be negative and there. Good evening, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Okay, that patient group for a Saturday. Well, that's not the patient group. They're the group before the patient group. But that's a good group. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom over in Greer, just a neighbor of mine, just a hop, skip, and a jump up the road from me. Good to have you tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. We do appreciate you being there. KO4QLG, that's Chris. He's over in Liberty. Sounding good as usual, Chris. I went ahead and typed you in after Tom, because I know you're going to be there. Appreciate your persistence being with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Chris, and we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. And KJ4BKI, that's Jack, all the way from Rock Hill, South Carolina this evening. Jack, you're sounding good from Rock Hill. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Merry Christmas to you. K4QDU, that is Randy. Bring with him KE4IWX, that's Sandra. And they are in Blue Ridge. Good to have you with us tonight, Randy. Tell Miss Sandra we said hello and Merry Christmas to both of you. And KK4TRJ, that's Bill and Cal Pence. Good to have you with tonight, Bill. Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate you taking the time to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. That was a good group, the Quebec Three Tango group. Any others in the Q through T group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, now we get to the patient group for Saturday night, the Uniform through Zulu group. Station of the first letter in their suffix that begins with U through Z and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
AW, please check in and out, sir. Kilo Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. She's at work tonight, Dave. I'm home in Chesney. Please check us in and out. Merry Christmas to you, your lovely wife, and everybody on the net.
JW. Check in, Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. And I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you, no one on that.
Okay, now control lock to recognize KJ4UHX. That's Jamie bringing with him KJ4YLN. That's Miss Sabrina, and they're from Chesney. Good to have you tonight, Jamie. You're sounding good on the radio. And Merry Christmas to you and Miss Sabrina, and we do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're having a great weekend. K4XB, that is Tommy in Southern Greenville County. Tommy, you are number 50 this evening, 5-0. So you got to stop by on Wednesday night with Gary and pick up your door prize. You've probably done that before, but you can tell Gary on Wednesday night you are number 50. You're there to pick up your door prize on Wednesday night with Gary. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. Merry Christmas to you, and hope you have a very, very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year if I don't talk to you before. Do we have any other stations now? Let's go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that's unusual. Looks like we got everybody on the very first pass. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. And we have one rag chewer up on the net, up on the stump this evening. That is KK4JBQ Larry. He is in Greer. Larry, it's your turn. Call W4DJW and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
JW and the net. Good evening, Dave. It's been a really fine day here. Really fine day. Donna and I did some baking. I helped where I could. It was some pecan bars, and I cut up the pecans. They came whole. She didn't want them whole. She couldn't get enough of the already cut up one, so I took out the trusty kitchen chef's knife, you know, the big one. I figured I'd need that. And dispatched the whole ones, made little ones out of it. I took that was my contribution there. But then we came to packing it up for the choir's Christmas party, which Donna attended. And that was a challenge. It was a challenge because these darn things were sticky. So we came up with some way to carry them there. And they were all consumed, which is good because I thought they were way too sticky. But anyway, that was good. But we got into a conversation. This is the main thing regarding her mom, who has passed, and it was kind of a difficult time because she had dementia and had trouble
remembering who we were and stuff like that, you know. People who've been through that kind of thing understand that it's difficult. And the remembrances that we shared are priceless. And I just wanted to say that because this touches a lot of lives. And at this time of year when we're all thinking of families and getting together, just remember you don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And even though it may bring something devastating, there's something that you will cherish later. And whether that be an accident they got to pull through or slowly losing them, which is what dementia is like. But it was pretty fantastic, to tell you the truth. And that made my day. KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, I'm glad you and Donna got to spend time in the kitchen together, even if you didn't do as big a part as she did, right? Same thing happened today with my wife and me. We got to do that same thing. We spent the whole day together downstairs, her not logged into work, me not logged into work, both of us in and out of the kitchen, and enjoyed it immensely. Our Thanksgiving got cut short by a trip to the hospital when I went to the hospital. So we never did get to enjoy the leftovers. They had to go in the trash can by the time it was 3-4 days later when we finally got home, and it had all gone bad. So it all had to get thrown out. So we decided we would do a do-over. So we spent the day down there today cooking and had our Christmas Thanksgiving retake, take two. And it was great. It was wonderful. I ate way too much. And now we'll get to have leftovers tomorrow and then head down to her mother's house down in Fort Myers on Monday or sometime around that then. It's either going to be Sunday night or Monday morning. But my mother went through the dementia thing. And the last 3 or 4 years, she moved in with us. And that was hard. That was difficult. Like you said, you're slowly losing somebody, and it's a stark reality. And my wife, I couldn't ask for anybody better. My wife really, she picked up the baton and ran with it and took really, really good care of my mom in her final days. And I know that's difficult. That's really, really difficult. Finally, it got to a point to where it was beyond, we needed professional help. It was beyond both of us, our ability to do what needed to happen, because you know, as time goes on, their memory goes further and further back in time, and it just makes it really, really hard. So we had to take her to a place that had professionals that could help her out. She didn't get to stay there very long before she passed. So, yeah, that is difficult. We're going down there with her mom this year. It'll be her first year without her husband, without my father-in-law. So that's going to be kind of tough, too. First she said, no, I want to be left alone. Then she says, no, I want somebody here. You know, they don't, it's hard. It's hard to know what to do. But anyway, it is a wonderful time of the year, and it's time for everybody to be happy. But there are things, like you mentioned, that don't ever take any of it for granted, because it may not be there. It may not be the same next year.
Thank you for sharing that. I did not know any part of that, and that. Yeah, we all have treasures that pass before us. That's how I like to think of them. And you just don't know what you're going to be left with. And the best part of it, of course, you can think of it as a gift. And something that you will hold dear for the rest of your life. I don't know. Our conversation went in another direction. We were talking about other folks who, how should I put it? Other folks who are marginalized and no fault of their own, let's say, have difficulty with living just the normal life than you and I. Well, thankfully, we can take it for granted that the sun's going to rise and the day's going to be what the day's going to be. But something that you may not know about me, there are very few people that do, I worked for a time, actually 2 years before I burned out, in a mental institution in Michigan. I was there actually as part of the school system, the city of Pontiac, provided education to the institutionalized. So I signed on board. I didn't know what was in except a job, you know. And I met some people unlike anybody else I'd ever known who had no grip on reality. And they all had a different story, a different life that they had lived. And the institution kind of made it, you know, it evened everything out because most things are done for you, you know. And unfortunately, that the upshot of that is that those individuals became institutionalized. Our purpose was to give them an education, as it were, but they were all adults. This was folks who were over the age of 18. And so we could empathize with, you know, what they would need on the outside, if indeed we ever had anyone to graduate, you might say, from that school. So we taught daily living skills and some academics as well, reading, writing, arithmetic, stuff like that. It's quite an experience. And it left me, the personal part of it is, it left me with a real understanding of folks whose lives are like that, not like my life. And I think it's the reason I'm saying this, I suppose, so everybody can hear it, is that the world is full of folks like that now, aren't they? Not those that live in an institution, but those who are out here living among us. But they're folks who are unlike us. And you just have to give a wide berth and a great margin for the differences that can exist. So I'm reminded of that experience. As I said early on, I burned out. We never had a graduate from our school. No one who ever returned to normal life, as you and I would call normal. But every individual was a different story, with a different history. It taught me how to live in a certain way. It taught me how to live among other humans, unlike myself. So I'm thankful, really thankful for that experience and what I can take away from that. Again, it was part of the conversation we had, and Donna had heard some of it before, but not the depth that we had time for today. So this time of year and time with family, it affords you opportunity to get to know people a little better, perhaps a little deeper than you'd ever gone before. And we've been married over 30 years now and hadn't really gone in some of those places. And again, I'm left with being thankful for it. Well, Dave, that's enough of that kind of thing. Nothing about radio tonight, except that I'm really pleased to have this radio, to have this opportunity to talk with a group of folks and to know many of you face to face. It's another treasure of mine. So I should get on now. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Dave.
Well, Larry, I think I heard you talk one time before about being in Pontiac, which is, I had cousins who used to live in Pontiac. I lived in Flint, and we'd go back and forth. They'd come to Flint, and we'd go to Pontiac. So I'm kind of familiar with that area up there a little bit. But didn't know that you worked in an institution like that. I remember when we took my mom they didn't call it a mental institution back, at that point in time, they called it memory care unit. But effectively, it was the same thing, I think. When I went in there to visit her, you had to be careful because you know, even looking at a person, right, looking at their eyes, and them seeing you looking at their eyes could set them off, right? You had to be careful when you went into that place. I know a lot of them just sat and looked at the TV, even if it was nothing, not even turned on. They would be sitting and watching the TV, and there's nothing on the TV. But it is difficult, and my hat's off to you. That takes a lot of patience to work in a place like that without getting burned out. So glad that you were able to do that and get that experience. That's something that's, I think, is pretty rare, and I think that takes a special kind of a person to be able to do that day in and day out. I was very appreciative of the nurses that were there, that were taking care of my mom when she got to that point that she had to be in there. But I was very, very sad to see her have to go in there at the same time. So appreciate you sharing that with us tonight, Larry. And I'm glad that you and Donna have time to experience more and more like that. You know, my wife and I have been together for 30 years, and we share moments like that, too, that for the first time. That sometimes we'll share moments like that that we haven't shared in 30 years or at all, you know, for the very first time. So it's a constantly new learning experience, if you let it be that way, which we all should. Anyway, appreciate you sharing that with us tonight, Larry. Hope you and Miss Donna have a very wonderful Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and look forward to entering into 2024. Appreciate that, Larry. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
JW. Dr. Dave, Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and all on the net.
Well, I was hoping to hear from you tonight, Gary. Net Control like to recognize KI4DOS, our Wednesday night net control operator, Gary, and easily bring with him K3JOY. That's Miss Joy. And tell Miss Joy we said Merry Christmas, Gary, and Merry Christmas to you as well. Appreciate you being with us this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, if I don't talk to you again before the New Year. Do you have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
West, Dave, I said no traffic. I didn't tell you I'd be around, but that's what I meant.
Okay, Gary, I don't pay close enough attention to that like I should. But it is your time. Go ahead. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hey, Gary, your audio is getting lower and lower with every word you speak. I think your mic battery is going. Check your mic battery and say that again.
Let's see if that's any better.
Back full scale, full quieting again. It was like you were on one mountaintop and I was on another as you were getting further and further into it. But you're back 100% now, Gary.
Yep. What I said was is my middle sister, Rita, that lives in Missouri, sent me a text this morning and or this afternoon, and I sent her one back, and I said, "Are you up for a short call?" And she said, "Yeah." Well, I was going to call her and talk to her for, you know, 10, 15 minutes. But we talked for over 2 hours, which was a wonderful thing. Pretty well got caught up. They're usually, her and her husband, Bill, normally travel, you know, going to see friends and family, mostly family. Got some that live in Arizona and some that live here in North Carolina. And just, oh, gosh, they're everywhere. But they're normally traveling over Christmas, but they decided to stay at home this year. And so they're at home, and we sat and we talked and we called up for a good long while. She's coming to her son's house up in Charlotte in February. It's her birthday, his birthday, His wife's birthday and her granddaughter's birthday are all in February. So she's coming in February to celebrate their birthdays and all this. And I told her, I said, well, when you get this close, I said, if you will let me know when you're going to be there, I said, we'll either drive up or, you know, we'll come up there and get you or whatever we need to do. And she said, well, she said, I might just do that and I'll just come down there and stay with you for a few days. And I said, you're more than welcome. So we had a wonderful time and a wonderful long conversation. And like I said, I hadn't talked to her in a long time, and it sure made my day.
Well, Gary, I'm glad to hear that. It'll be worth the drive to Charlotte or worth her coming down from Charlotte down there to stay with you. But that's good. The guy that I work with every day, that I've been working with on that preamp, is in Missouri. I talk to him every day for about 6 or 7 hours. But that's a long way away. He's up there. That's up there getting close to where Steve is. And that's like a 1,000-mile trip. So I'm sure it will be good to see her. I'm glad you're getting to do that for the holidays.
You know, back, it's been years and years ago, Mom and Dad, my mother and Dad, wanted to go to Rita's house. And Daddy asked me, he said, can you get vacation such and such a date? And I said, well, I don't know. I'll go in and ask. So I went in and talked to the boss and asked him if I could get on vacation, you know, go on vacation at that particular time. And he said, yeah. And I went back and told Dad. I got my vacation, Daddy. I said, what do you want to do? He says, you are going to drive me and your mother to St. Louis. And I said, I am. He said, yes, you are. So we all got in his car, and I drove Mom and Dad from here to St. Louis. And we drove a little ways. You know, we'd go a little ways and stop and let them get out and rest and walk around a little bit. I've driven it by myself several different times, you know, when I'm driving a truck. But, yeah, you know, you leave here and just drive straight up there. But Mom and Dad, being the age they were, they wanted to get out and see some things. So it took us 2 days to get up there, which is fine. And, you know, we weren't in any hurry. But we stayed up there in St. Louis for a week. And Rita and Bill took us over to the Arch. We went up in the Arch. And, what used to be Union Station up there, big railroad station there. We walked around in there. Just, you know, went to Busch Gardens and just saw the sights like a bunch of tourists. But we had a marvelous time. And, you know, the biggest thing I enjoyed the most was driving Mom and Dad up there.
W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, Gary, I'm glad you got to enjoy that time together, that time spent together. Sometimes, I remember when my son and I went to the Dayton, Ohio Hamfest one time. We drove up there, walked all around the Hamfest, a pretty big Hamfest, and then got in the car and drove back home. And we had a lot of communications during that time on the road. So, yeah, that can turn into a really, really fun thing. I remember going up in that arch as well. Those little swinging buckets, little triangle-shaped buckets that you sit in, and they kind of swing back and forth as you go up and over the arch. They swing down, and then they swing back out as you come down one of the legs. And then looking out those windows, I was fine till I looked out the window, and then I got weak in the knees being that high up and looking down. That arch is something else. But anyway, I'm glad you got to enjoy that, Gary. It's something. It's a totally different experience when you do it and you're not working, right? Like when you go places and you're working, for me, it was nowhere near as fun as going to some place and not working and being able to do whatever you wanted.
I mean, it's always more fun if you go in for pleasure than you are for work purposes. But, you know, I've been in most of the states, all but five, you know, the United States, I've been in all of them but five, and most of those were driving a truck. And the five that I have not been in are Maine, Vermont, New Hampshire, in North and South Dakota. And I told our buddy Steve up there in South Dakota I was going to come up there. And when I got up to South Dakota, I said we were going to have to take one afternoon and or one day and drive up to North Dakota and cross the state line just so I can say I've been to it. And he said it was a deal, so we hadn't done that yet. But that's you know, everybody's got a bucket list. Well, that's on my bucket list. So, but anyway, that's been my day. Had a, like I said, had a wonderful day. Early Christmas. Got to talk to my sister. And talked to my two other sisters, Cindy and Connie, earlier. Talked to them last month, and didn't talk to them yet this month, but talked to them in November, and I got to talk to Rita today. So I've had a very Merry Christmas all around. Hope you and Miss Amy have a wonderful time, and a Merry Christmas to everybody on the net. And we'll probably be here again tomorrow night and again Monday night. So y'all take care. We'll say 73 to you for now. W4DJW to net. KI4DOS.
Well, Gary, I'm sure that Steve would do that. Steve likes to go, right? So I'm sure that he would drive up there with you just across the line, state line, and get out of the vehicle and put your foot on the ground in North Dakota just to say you've been there. That would be a trip. That would be a really good trip. I'd like to do that and see Mount Rushmore and the Badlands and some of the places like that. You know, there's a ton of places to visit in the United States. There's a ton of places to visit all over the world, but there's also a lot of them in the U.S. When Amy gets retired, I think we'll at some point in time we'll just pack up and go visit those places whenever we want. But right now she's still working, so. And I'm still working sort of, you know, contract jobs. But I hope you get to do that soon with Steve and enjoy that time, you know, talking with Steve in the car. I always enjoyed it whenever he'd come over and we'd go to a ham fest or we'd do something like that or go to an airplane fly-in. It was always a lot of fun, so I'm sure you'll enjoy that. Anyway, I may need you to cover for me while I'm going down to Fort Myers next week. Just keep an eye on that. Make sure somebody calls it each night. Just you never can tell, right? Somebody could get sick or something like that and not show up. So if you can, keep an eye on it for me while I'm gone, and I should be back later part of the week. But appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Joy Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to you as well, and Happy New Year if I don't talk to you before that. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, this is November 4, Alpha Romeo Whiskey, Ellenboro, North Carolina.
Okay, Nick Control, I'd like to recognize N4ARW, that's Lawrence from Ellenboro, North Carolina. Sounding good from Ellenboro tonight, Lawrence. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us here on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I think this is the first time you checked in with me, so just to let you know, we are here every single evening at the same time, same place, different net controller operator just about every night. So appreciate you stopping by every chance you get. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you coming up. Do we have any other stations? Last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night where Miss Wendy, KN4HTP, will be reading the Night Before Christmas. You do not want to miss that. KN4HKS Patrick will be calling the net. And KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, will be reading The Night Before Christmas. So you will enjoy that tomorrow night. Same time. Appreciate you being with us here this evening. Please stand by for my net report. All right, this is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73 and good night.